right, so the next one is the monster, and that one is that this MLM. And I am going to give you, this is not like a script thing to say, but there are about four lines that you will say that you must get right. Okay? And there's a lot of theory that goes in behind this one. So if you've got other things going on in your environment right now, I highly recommend that you stop whatever it is else that you're doing and really, really take notes on this one, because this one will save you and your downline. To the question, is this MLM? So for somebody to have to pop out and ask that question, normally they have had experience in network marketing, or they have looked at network marketing before and decided not to experience it. Okay? So you're basically talking about somebody who has a variable amount of information. In other words, you don't know how much it is, and that's the problem. You don't know if they got one little tiny 5-minute introduction, and you don't know if they have been in the business for 10 years and the company went under that they were in, right? You don't know. And so that variable information is the part that is difficult. So that's the first thing that you've got to handle, is you've got to find out how much or how little information that person has about the industry. Now, some of you are going to be tempted to elude this one, and it just has not served me. And what I mean by elude it is that, you know, you try to jump around it and say, oh, well, no, we do a vertical franchising or something like that. And that is just, sooner or later, you're going to be staring right down the pipe of this thing, and they're going to know that you eluded them. And so you have just become somebody who is no longer a locked arm-in-arm teammate, and you've become somebody who's spun around on the other side of the table and is now somewhat of a competitor and a distrusted one. And so it has never served me to mislead. Okay? Now, I don't, like, overtly jump down on the middle of the table and try to get people to think that. All right? I don't do that. But what I do is that if they ask the question, is this MLM, I don't dance around it. Okay? So number one is that you want to do all that I said in terms of the formula. You just clarify it with, hey, could you clarify what you mean by MLM? And if they say network marketing, say, could you just clarify what it is that you mean by network marketing? And listen to them. All right? This is when you really lock down. You listen to everything that they say. You take notes if you're able to take notes, because what they're giving you is what you need to know in order to help them get past this block that's stopping them from making millions of dollars, okay? So the way that I do that is that I listen very intently, and I will continue to basically make that important and then try to extract more and more and more information. That's what I am trying to do the whole time. Right, so it kind of goes like this. So somebody says, "Is this MLM?" And I say, "Could you clarify what you mean by MLM?" And then I fully clarify it. And then I say, "Well, you know, tell me more. Tell me what it is that you know about MLM." All right. Sometimes, you know, you get these people who clam up a little bit and close up. But if you've done the beginning steps, the greeting and the qualifying correctly, then you've got somebody that is actually willing to talk to you. And if not, you got to get them talking now. Okay? So what do you know about MLM? And this is another one of the key questions that you want to ask them. Do you have personal experience with a MLM company, or are you referring to someone else's experience? And the reason you must ask that one is that there's something that you're going to deliver later that you would have needed to know the answer to that. Okay? So I'll say that one again because it's so important. Do you have personal experience with MLM, or are you referring to someone else's experience? All right. Let them fully tell you their experience. All right? Make important everything that they say. Never, ever, ever argue, and never, ever, ever disagree with them. Never talk bad about another company. Never talk bad about an upline. All right? Never, ever, ever do any of those things. I hope you'll grasp it a little bit later on why you don't want to do that. Just from a professionalism standpoint, no professional downs another company or another individual. You just do not build a business by knocking everybody down around you. Okay, it's not the way you do it. Okay, once you have, and you feel as though that you have exhausted every experience that they have had, then move forward with this question. Let's suppose that I'm talking to Sue, and I say, all right, Sue, thank you for every bit of that. And wow, man, you have had quite an experience. Okay? Let me just ask a simple question. Does network marketing work? Not for you, not for anyone you know. Just does it as an industry work? That's the line. And I've done this a lot of times. That's the line that you have to say. All right, so does network marketing work? Not for you, not for anyone you know, just does it as an industry work? All right, here's a make or break point. If you cannot get them to see that it as an industry works, then I suggest you just very politely, you know, thank them for everything that they've given you and, you know, tell them that you're sorry that they had a bad experience and make it really light, clean up the conversation, talk about other things, and then get off the phone. Now, they are not a prospect for you. They do not qualify. Okay? All right. So let me continue on, and because most of the time I am able to get somebody to say, well, yeah, I think the industry works, but, you know, and then they come in with, you got to get at the beginning, or you got to be a certain type of a character of a person. You have to be outgoing. You have to be willing to go to all the meetings. You have to be. In other words, they're going to name something in there. In fact, a lot of times they'll name a lot of things. All you care about is that you find something solid that the two of you can agree on. And the bedrock, the very bottom level that you must start with is, does the industry work? Then you can bring it on up the line, and then you can talk about, all right, well, the industry works. Okay, does some companies work? Okay, do some leaders work? Okay, does, you know, you can walk it on up from there, but you've got to start with something solid, and it is the industry. All right. Once you get that one, and then you say, well, what do you think it takes for it to work for an individual? All right? Now, let me tell you where you're going. Guiding them towards that the reason they did not succeed is because of lack of training. All right? Now, I've directed them, I have guided them towards a lot of different things that did not work. But there is only one thing that you can get them to, and that is because of training that they failed. Doesn't matter if it was the upline or it was their fault. If they can take responsibility and say, you know what, I didn't do it, then you've got a great person there. If they want to blame it on the upline, let them blame it on the upline. But what the bottom line comes down to is it's training. And just from my voice to your ears, I am here to tell you that there is nothing on planet Earth that prevents you from making millions and millions of dollars in this industry except the training. All right? That is the absolute truth. That's the only thing that it could possibly be. It certainly isn't luck. It certainly isn't that you were born, that you're natural at it, or anything else. It has nothing to do with that. It has only one thing, and that is training. All right, so you're trying to get your prospect to see that it's training. All right. And so you kind of guide them to that. So you say, what does it take for it to work? And so, you know, like some people will say, well, it, you know, it takes a certain individual, you know, a really gregarious, a really outgoing person. And then, you know, I might dig in on that one. I'd say, you know, well, how does someone become gregarious? Those people who just are silver-tongued people, you know, they just have it. You know what I mean? And you say, well, you know, if you and I were to go down to the hospital and we were walk through the infants area where they just delivered babies, I don't believe that any of them are very good speakers. You know, I one might be crying more than another one. That would, we might be able to try to guess if one's gregarious or not, but do you kind of agree that that is trained, that you learn to be a good communicator? Okay? In other words, everything that they say, you've got to get it to the point of training. It's got to come back to that one. And then once you get it that they can see that it is training, and here is it. This is the make or break, guys. You must get them to see how this time is different than the last time or times they were involved with MLM. And if you do not show them how it's different this time, they won't join you. And if you can show them and convince them of how this time it's different, and it has to be training. And now that puts a lot of responsibility on you. Because this time, don't walk them down the same path. All right? And so find out what it is that they experienced last time. What was the training? What part of it did they not do that they were supposed to do? What was it that they felt was missing? And listen very closely, because they'll tell you what they themselves are not effective at. And that's the part that you want to work with them on as their teammate to get them good at. Okay? You know, if it was, well, I never knew where to get prospects from. Right? Or if it was, you know, I just didn't feel good about dragging people to meetings. Okay? They're going to tell you what it is that they need work with. So that will identify that. All right. Again, the main point on handling this particular objection is that what do you know about network marketing, or what do you know about MLM? Do you have personal experience with MLM, or are you referring to someone else's experience? Does network marketing work? Not for you, not for anyone you know, just does it work as an industry? What do you think it to work for an individual? And then you must guide them to training. It must be training. And then once you get them to see that it is training, and then you must get them to see how this time it will be different. All right? That is how you actually handle the MLM objection.